Hey friend, we are about to listen to an episode where I give you a closer look at what life coaching is and kind of what it isn't. I'm going to share some of my own personal experience with hiring a life coach and why I think everyone needs one. I also chat a bit about how coaching differs from traditional talk therapy and counseling, and how I feel results can be catapulted with the level of support you will receive through life coaching. As you guys know, I recently started offering life and wellness coaching to my mamas in the thick of it, needing extra support, needing tools, needing to pour more into yourself because you deserve it, right? Period. I'll always say that because you deserve it, period. And because when you take better care of yourself, you're able to better take care of your family. And I know so many are striving for that and just don't know where to start. If you are wanting to go straight into booking a free 15-minute discovery call so we can meet, you can tell me what's going on for you right now, and I can give you some more insight and all the ways I can support you, head to the show notes and click the link to get that book. I do have a special offer at the end of this episode, and it may include a hefty discount to help you pull the trigger and get started and get the support you're really needing right now. So make sure you stick around till the end to find out what that is. And while you're perusing in the show notes, make sure you go and download the free resource I have for you there, 5 Ways to Win the Day Checklist. Okay, today's episode, let's get to it. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected? And not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Turkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of 3 boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started. Hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of Solo and So Well. I'm your host, Heidi Turkoff. Thank you for being here. Truly, when I started this podcast, I had no idea how it would go, how it would be received, if anyone other than my mom and a few close friends would tune in or be interested in what I have to say. So seriously, thank you for being here. It has been so fun to see how the show keeps getting new and returning listeners and continues to grow. I love being able to see which countries and cities people from all around the world are tuning in from. It's so cool. If you've been enjoying the show and you haven't popped in a review to say hello yet, could you please do that? It only takes a couple minutes. I would love to hear from you, and it helps out so much. That and sharing on your social media accounts is such a great way for the show to get visibility and to grow organically. Seriously, thank you so much. Today's episode, we are going to be chatting about what even is a life coach? Should you hire one? And what kind of transformation can you expect to have in just a few short months? If you have been considering or even curious about what life and wellness coaching with me would look like, this episode is for you. And being that we are celebrating the release of our 20th episode today, I have a special offer I am going to share with you at the end of this episode. It is really, really good, especially if the financial investment is the main thing that's been holding you back from taking the step into coaching and receiving the level of support you're really needing right now. Make sure you stick around for that. Okay, if you are like me or where I was at least 6 months to a year ago, times are hard right now. Getting through the average day is front-loaded with stress and struggle. Hard moments, just barely hanging in there until bedtimes. And when you finally do get everyone tucked into bed, you're completely wiped. And you turn to Netflix or your phone to numb out, to distract you from how hard your day was, your thoughts about yourself for having such a hard time, and that you have to do it all over again tomorrow.
Let's just take a minute, okay? Let's take a minute to acknowledge that being a mom is extremely hard, demanding, and exhausting. It pushes us to our mental, emotional, physical limits daily. Every mom, regardless of what you see on social media or build up in your head, has hard days and moments. And everyone is trying to figure it out and do the best they can. And if you are here at this podcast, you're probably doing it a lot on your own. Okay? Think about that for a minute. Take some deep breaths. Let your shoulders fall from your ears. Get some movement in. Show yourself so much love and grace. Okay, so we are going to start off today by me walking you through a bit of my own story, my own experience with life coaching, and then we'll get into the questions that you came for, right? What is a life coach? Should I hire one? What kind of transformation can I expect? Okay, so after months of thinking about it, wondering if it would be worth it, if it would actually help me, I finally hired a life coach back in September. And I can tell you, it is one of the best decisions I ever made. I remember when I finally pulled the trigger, it was actually the end of August, and I couldn't get my first appointment booked until mid-September. It felt so far away. Even though I had done so much work over the past year on my own and in therapy, I was feeling like I was just hanging on by a thread. My oldest was starting kindergarten at that time, and that was a really big transition for us. Aside from a few odd jobs, I'd always been a stay-at-home mom since I had him. I had so many mixed emotions about this next chapter, so overwhelmed with life, with three busy boys at home under the age of five, struggling with a loss of identity and finding my purpose, in and beyond motherhood, marriage stuff, right? All the things. And I was having troubles navigating it all. So I started to work with a life coach amidst all of that. And honestly, it was just perfect timing, like a godsend, really. I have to tell you this little side story quick because it's so good. One of my holdups about hiring a coach, even though I was starting to see so much value in it, I felt like I really needed it. I was definitely hung up on the financial investment, right? The cost of it. So if that's you right now, I understand it. Like I said, I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't have my own income coming in. I was having conversations with my husband about it, trying to get him on board to see the value in it as well. And we both were a bit hesitant about the cost and if it would be worth it. At the time, she was offering a discounted rate until the end of the month. I really wanted to get in on that, but we just weren't 100% sure, and I wasn't really getting the green light to move forward with it. Even though I was feeling so strongly about needing it and that we all would benefit from it, that the ROI, right, return of investment would be there, be far more valuable and impactful than a financial kickback, we just weren't quite ready to pull the trigger. So I prayed about it. Being intentional about praying and having a relationship with God is fairly new to me. And maybe we will chat more about that in another episode. But at this point, right, back then, I had been praying pretty regularly. So I brought this financial obstacle to God and I asked him, if this is the step that I'm supposed to be taking, the right direction for me and my family, can you please give me clarity, open a door, and help make it happen? And you guys, No joke. About 4 days before the offer for the coaching at the discounted rate expired, right? I have 4 days left to kind of commit and lock in this rate. My credit card company called to say I was eligible for a limit increase, and it was for about the exact amount I needed for coaching. Like, what? I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It was meant to be, and where there's a will, there is a way. Woo! So now that I have the financial part covered, I hired the coach, and she is amazing. I knew that she was the right coach for me after binging her podcast and then participating in one of her free challenges over the summer. Just getting to know her and know what she's about, learning that she's so real, never judgmental, and it was just going to be a really safe space that I needed in order to be open, vulnerable, and to see real growth and change. I worked with her for about 4 months and experienced so much growth and change and confidence in that time. She helped me in motherhood. She helped me in my marriage. She helped me with my loss of identity that I was experiencing, and then honing in on my purpose and pursuing a whole new, aligned, meaningful, exciting career. Right? And here we are now. I honestly think that everyone needs a life coach. Okay. After going through it myself, I'm like, man, everybody needs this resource. It's just a matter of finding the right one for you. If I could, I would always have one. To have that resource in your back pocket is amazing. It's invaluable to have someone so devoted to your growth and success, an unbiased person to bounce things off, help process emotions, organize thoughts, navigate situations, and figure out what the next right step is, and then the next right step, and then the next right step. Seriously, everyone needs a life coach. I was so sad when our one-on-one time was coming to an end. So then I decided to participate in one of her group coaching programs. That is sadly done now too. But we still maintain a relationship. We keep in contact. And I feel like I truly feel like I have a mentor, a friend, and a cheerleader for life now. So thank you, Michelle. If you are listening, you're the best. And you were seriously such a gift in my life. So thankful for you. Okay, so if that made you feel ready to meet and to chat about this coaching offer I have for you right now, go ahead and pause, scroll to the show notes, and book your free 15-minute discovery call right now. Now we are going to get into answering the three questions you came for. And don't forget, I have a special offer for you at the end of this episode, so make sure you stick around. Okay, so one, what is a life coach? A life coach is someone that helps you navigate life. Right? It can be really broad or really specific one area you are really struggling in and need help navigating. Unlike a therapist or counselor who tend to focus on past experiences and emotional healing, life coaches typically work with the client on setting and achieving future-oriented goals in various areas such as career, relationships, health, personal development, or overall well-being. I'm a life and wellness coach, and I believe at looking at and supporting the whole picture, the whole person. And I will add that I personally definitely worked through emotional healing and some past experience with my coach while I was working on present and future goals. Number two, should I hire a life coach? Should you hire a life coach? And the short answer is yes. Yes, like I said, I think everyone needs a life coach. It just comes down to finding the right coach for you, someone that you can relate to, someone that makes you feel seen and safe, someone who knows what they're talking about. So yes, hire the coach, find the right one, and I believe it's about the right time. If you are really struggling right now or you are really feeling a pull, I believe it's the right time. You are here listening to this episode for a reason, and I know that I can help you. If the cost is preventing you from getting the support you need right now, please stay around to the end. Hear the offer I have for you. If you need more clarity, try praying or meditating on it. You will get the confirmation you are looking for, one way or the other. Okay, number three, what kind of transformation can I expect from just a few months of coaching? Well, this totally depends. I can say the transformation I had working with a coach for a few months far exceeded my expectations and far exceeded the results I had with a year of therapy. And I am not knocking therapy at all. I had a lovely therapist. I started seeing her in my third trimester with my third baby. She was recommended to me by my midwife. I believe in faith and timing. It was a great support for me at the time. I talked a lot of things out with her. But one thing I will say where I personally saw a huge advantage to coaching over therapy, and that was really helpful and supportive to me, is that with therapy, if I didn't make an appointment, I didn't get support, right? If I didn't make the appointment, I didn't get support. Meaning, if I was feeling anxious or withdrawn, and that was my reason for not making an appointment, then I wouldn't see her. I wouldn't get support. She wasn't checking up on me. With a coach, I had access to her between appointments via Voxer or email. If I was pulling back, she was checking up and pulling me back in, keeping me accountable and making me feel so seen and supported. Okay, mama, I hope that answered all the questions that have been circling around in your head and your heart. Like promised, I have a special offer for you. right now, because this is our 20th episode we are celebrating, and because I know finances can be tight, especially if you are at home with the kids and your family is on one income, and because I never want finances to be the thing that prevents a mama from getting the support she needs right now. Right now, for all of April, I am offering you my 3-month coaching package for 20% off. 20% off an already super affordable, supportive one-on-one coaching program. I believe that spring is the perfect time for change, new growth, and blossoming. And I believe that you are listening to this episode for a reason. And I hope that this helps you pull the trigger too. If you are feeling called or you have any more questions, I would love to meet you and answer them all. You can book your free 15-minute discovery call in the link in the show notes, or you can email me directly at hello@HeidiTurkoff.com. Okay, friend, that's it. If affording a life coach has been the main thing holding you back, and this feels like the nudge and the help that you've been searching for, we'll be chatting really soon. I cannot wait to meet you. So much love to you. Chat soon. Hey, mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.